I feel like everyone's focused on the sink instead of the well. What I mean by that analogy is everything I do at night and in the morning is the same thing that I'm doing right this nanosecond, which is I keep things incredibly simple. I'm really incapable of being upset about things that don't matter, and almost everything doesn't matter.
Attention is the number one asset.
Cool, well, I'm just really pumped to be with all of you. Like, would love to do a little Q&A session. So, I know we have a broader one in a little bit, but it's nice to see a bunch of familiar faces and some new ones. Like, thrilled to open it up if anyone feels overly compelled with anything. Don't be shy, don't be scared.
Yeah, actually,
please.
I used to watch you on TikTok.
Yes.
And now I get to work for VaynerMedia. And it's just like, I love what you do. You're an icon to me. And I would always listen to your videos about, like, you're in your 20s, what are you doing? Go for it. Like, stop, like, all of your mantras and your motivational speeches, like, don't let it go without being shined. Like, you do amazing work.
And, thank
like,
you.
The way you help others is, like, so tremendous. Like, that's how I want to be, too. Okay, that's just a little intro, though. and we met this morning.
Yep, I remember.
Yeah, Alyssa Gentry, the Creative Strategist. I've always been curious, though, like, what's, like, the morning and night routine that you follow? Because you set yourself up for success every day. Like, I'm trying to model that, so.
I think that people get caught up too much in tactics versus, like, I feel like everyone's focused on the sink instead of the well. And so what I mean by that analogy is everything I do at night and in the morning before I go to sleep or when I wake up is the same thing that I'm doing right this nanosecond, which is I keep things incredibly simple. You know, I really feel like I'm incredibly fortunate by the circumstances of how I see the world, which is a DNA thing. It's a luck of the draw of parenting. It's a luck of the draw of my circumstances. Like, hi. I'm really incapable of being upset about things that don't matter, and almost everything doesn't matter. And so I think, you know, I don't think I actively practice like a meditation or a prayer or reading something to give me gratitude, but I can tell you the currency I sit with all of you right now and the thing that allow, I mean, I sleep for 7 to 8 hours and I never wake up once. And when I tell you I have a lot of stuff going on in my life, I have a lot of stuff going on in my life. Personally, professionally, like VaynerX is complex to begin with. VaynerMedia is complex, VaynerX is complex, and then I still have VaynerSports and VaynerWatt and VFriends and the Gary V brand, and like, I have a lot going on. And I'm a human being and I go through my trials and tribulations in my personal life and, you know, family, and I live in society and care about things, but I sleep like a baby. And I sleep like a baby because I don't get caught up in what I notice everyone else getting caught up in. People are incredibly good about getting stressed out about shit they can't control. Really, we're really good at that. We're really good at valuing everyone's opinion besides ours. We're really good at a lot of things that are detrimental to setting people up for success, and that's why I'm passionate to communicate so much. It's why I do stuff like this. Like, I'm thrilled to talk about like the intricacies of like project management and Slack, if you want to go that narrow. Or we can go this heady, but because all of it's interesting and I'm curious and all of it and I like it all, but like, man, I wish all of you, besides health, the only thing I could wish all of you is just the ability to be self-aware enough to put yourself in a position to not be upset about, like, I promise you every person in this room is upset about something that like really doesn't mean anything. Like, think about the shit you were upset about in high school. Like, right? Like, right? Like a pimple or like a grade or like, think about how silly that is. Well, right now you're upset about shit that like in 20 years you're gonna be like, what the fuck was I doing? So like, anyway, it's why I believe in our culture. It's why I hope most of you are having a good experience here. And when I say I hope most of you are having a good experience, I'm not naive that there's a million variables. I also can't control clients, so there's that whole reality, right? But you know, I spend all my time trying to eliminate fear here. That's what this is right now. This is one big game of me trying to eliminate fear because it's another rep together or a first rep, you know, and like, if one is an intuitive human being, they're gonna pick up on me very quick. For the ones that aren't, I gotta keep putting in the work and get a third or a fifth or a ninth try. But my process is like not deviating from what has been very clearly working. And I don't mean professionally, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm completely detached from Gary Vee and money, completely. I'm aware of what's happening. I'm aware that, like, I'm aware, but it just doesn't represent anything real to me. Like, I like it. I love being an entrepreneur. I like people admiring me, but I don't think it defines me. I think what defines me is my intent of how I interact with others, and that's what I focus on.
Cool. Awesome. How do you find balance, like, between family and work? And
by realizing it ebbs and flows. Like, if I asked everyone to go around right now and explain to me in full detail for 5 minutes how you define work-life balance, we would have overlaps, but it's different. But I think the thing that works for me is understanding that there's moments in time. I don't think there is perfection in work-life balance. I think that as long as you have intent to do right by yourself and the people you love and do the best you can, and some days are better than others, but like, I'm not crippled by that, you know? I just don't think anyone's allowed to define work-life balance except you and your family, and you know, that's what you spend your time on, trying your best.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that we're facing as an agency, and how do you think we can overcome that challenge? Oh, my name's Noelle, by the way.
Such a pleasure. Noelle, I think the biggest challenge we have is that, how many people here have worked at another agency? Raise your hand, right? So for those individuals, the 6 or 7, the biggest challenge is whatever they're bringing to the office that's subconscious, not even conscious, that's subconscious of prior behaviors, because we do play different. The other biggest problem is that the majority of everybody else didn't raise their hand, and they don't have the contextualization of like how different this is. And then finally, like, we're trying to teach a very different art. Like, we are really trying to teach something different, and the creative and strategic and media process that we're trying to build is a challenge to instill. But you know, really, I think our biggest, those are micro issues. I think the biggest challenge we face is how to not be a corporation. we're a big company now. Yeah. And no matter how much I try, and no matter how dynamic I am or whatever I am, and even though it all stems from the top, I can't control how 2,000 people at VaynerX interact every second of every day around the globe. And so how do I create a macro framework that continues to champion the best behavior and start to suffocate out the worst behavior? So our biggest challenge is the world is complicated and sells fear. We have this four walls that's trying to sell the reverse, but it's hard to fully trust it when every other variable outside of it is doing the reverse. And so that's a big challenge.
What do you think would be fundamental to keeping us from that corporate?
For me to continue to not compromise on my mission. So what I mean by that is, the only reason corporations are corporations is because they actually don't care. And I don't, by the way, on the record, I don't blame them. It's not like I have judgment. It's kind of like work-life balance. Like, it's a corporation. Like, I don't know, like, there's a CEO and she or he decided this is what they want to do for a living, and they want their public stock, or they want to sell the company. Like, I don't really blame things because I'm empathetic to everything. For me, what corporate represents is indifference and cogs in a wheel and not giving a fuck, and I feel very confident that I can't lose that. But what I think about is, like, you can't get to every moment right away. And like, if we are allowing someone who's bringing bad, like, you know, there's a lot of people right now that are not doing what I want them to do. But we're also in the process of trying to help them get better. Like, we're not just cutting people out because they had a bad day or even a bad month. We're also empathetic of what's actually going on in their lives. There's a manager right now who's really not doing a good job, but it's after we dug, it's because a month ago their father was diagnosed as terminally ill, and it's like changed their personality. And like, what do you do with that? You fire them? And so, like, employees tend to have very little empathy for their managers. They're focused on what they're upset about. And so, but I have to be empathetic to everyone. And so, like, just a lot of effort. We spend a lot of time thinking about it. I'm happy with where we're at. Net, I'm really proud of who we are, but I'm not naive. I know as happy as the majority of the people here are, some are not happy, and I want to always make it better. But I don't think that we will lose that, but it was a piece of cake for me when we had 200 employees all in New York. When we were 200 and all in New York and I was there every minute with them, every minute, 5 days a week in the office, it was easy. I could walk by someone and know something was wrong and address it. You know, now I have people telling me that they don't feel the culture, and I'm like, you work remote every day by yourself. Like, what do you want me to send a band to your house? Like, you know, like, so, like, these are the things I'm thinking about.
Okay, yeah, I asked because I just did the USC career fair. I'm Garrett Jackson, by the way. And, like, every time someone asks about work culture, that was my favorite part of the interaction.
Of course.
It just beams through, like,
yeah.
I think I speak for everyone in the room. Very happy with how things are and like what we
Yeah, and look, I'm look, we have real good leadership here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we've got a good sitch. Yeah. And like, you know, I'm so fucking scared of her. She runs a tight ship.
She's
amazing.
The best.
Look, I think we've got a good sitch here, but here's what I would say as we wrap up here. Please, like, know how real my inbox for you is. If you're scared to email me, then you're not taking advantage of what's happening here. Mm-hmm. You know? And so yeah, I'm available. You have great leaders here that are available. All of you, and this is a remit that I've given her, all of you. Forget about me, because I think you might be empathetic to me and I don't want to waste Gary's time if everything's going well. Fine, but I'm here for it. But all of you should have 15 minutes with Claude as soon as possible. And if you've never had that, you should literally walk out of here right now, find her email, and email her. You have to understand what's happening here. The thing that hurts me the most is when people leave this company and they didn't take advantage of what was happening here. It really, you know, I'm not delusional. I know not everyone is going to work their entire career here. But I do want everyone to feel like the time they spent here, whether it's a year or 6 months or 6 years, was like really, really good and fundamentally good. We want to give that to you. So please take it, especially for the most cynical in here. No, I mean this. Like if you don't, like this is a place that can maybe change your relationship with cynicism. May help you learn how to start to trust. Like, take advantage of what's happening here, please. Because I promise you, if you don't, you will think back to this in 5 years. Promise.
Jasmine's back.
What's that?
Guys, you're out. Yo.
I'll see you in a little bit. I'll see you in a little bit. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Can we rip a pack later?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Thank you, Gabe. I want to introduce myself. My
Please.
Dad's Mitch Jackson.
I know who he is.
Yeah,
I know who you are,
brother. I had to make the connection.
I'm glad
you're
here.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. Awesome. I'll see you out there.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
I just finished my residency.
Yes.
This is my first job out of university.
Yes.
And I feel like I landed in the most perfect place to be, so thank you.
That's amazing. Aww. So happy for you. Pleasure.
I was literally going to say the same. My name's Justice. I was here at the residency for fall last year.
Yes.
I just had my anniversary for the first year.
Amazing.
This has been, I was talking with one of my friends, Ozzy, who was in here too, but like, this has been the best place we've ever been.
Thank
like,
you, brother.
Very like family oriented. It's just been amazing. Here,
amazing. So. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Really changed it.
Thank you.
Later.
I can't wait.
Don't even know.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Very
you.
Nice to
thank
you.
You.
Can we do good?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
I love
it.
Amazing.
Thank you.